Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. All right, welcome to another podcast, Smart Finance 360, your mortgage and more. Today, we have real estate agent Ed Federoff here. I'm super excited because we're going to go over specifically the Utah market, what's trending, what's going on. It's a lot happening here in Utah. And Ed, I'm excited to have you. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey of coming in real estate. You've been doing this a while.
Yeah, 15 years already. And I came to the real estate at the worst time.
In
the recession in 2009. Yeah, it was, and I was an accountant for the construction company and construction business, you know, that time.
Yes.
In 2007, 2008, it's just nose deep and nose dive. And my employer wasn't able to pay me my normal salary, so he tried to keep me. No way. Finally, I decided I need to go somewhere. I found Stringham Real Estate School, got the license, and started in the midst of recession.
Yeah. Well, at least maybe you didn't know any better. You started. How was that starting in that time?
Awful. Wow. Nothing was selling. Yeah. It was everything frozen, you know.
Yeah.
That was just, yeah, one listing, I was selling 3.5 years.
Wow.
An agent before me trying to sell it for a year, and only agent after me sold it pretty quickly because the recession basically ended that.
Yeah.
And start getting better.
What got you to want to do real estate?
Wow, that's a good question. I never thought about that. Yeah, because I probably don't want to go back and think I did the wrong step.
Hindsight, right?
I think that I'm good. Yeah, I don't know. Just curiosity.
Yeah, being curious. I mean, a lot of times I think when people jump into real estate or even mortgages, that you never really grew up thinking that's what you're going to be doing. It just kind of happens. It's interesting how that works. Now, right now in the market, which I would say not similar to the crash, but we are kind of in what we would say is sort of a mini recession. There are things and pain points that we're seeing. What are you seeing right now in the Utah market right now that are some pain points that, you know, we're facing?
I think that we can do better if it is not that close to the election.
Yes. Tensions, the unknown, people don't like
unknown. It's terrible because people doesn't know what direction their interest rate go, and there is no way to predict it. Not even experts, the economists, they don't know because there's too much politics involved in that. When it will be over, when it will, election,
all the dust settles a little bit,
then we will get back our Adam Smith rule, supply and demand. Everything will be clear and transparent. But for now, awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little difficult. I mean, right now with interest rates, a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines. I like to say right now the opportunity is large for the want market. So if you want something, like right now is a great time because you're not going to be competing as much.
Absolutely.
With different offers. So the people that actually want to go out and get what they want, it's great. Now, like you said, when the dust settles, elections are over, people are starting to feel a little more comfortable. They're like, okay, this is what's going to be for the next, you know, 4 years. Let's just do this. That right there, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a bloodbath because there's going to be a lot more offers. Like you said, it's going to be kind of wild. So it's interesting with what they're trying to do is the Fed is controlling inflation and having higher rates. But it's also interesting what you just said. People are also waiting on the sideline just because of what the heck's going on, what's going to happen with the election,
exactly.
All this other stuff. So inventory, I would say, is a big issue as far as we're years behind of a healthy inventory in this market. So that's kind of tough. What's your thoughts lately on kind of affordability in Utah? Are you seeing any like condo projects, you know, townhome projects that can help first-time homebuyers?
Absolutely. And I think that every first-time homebuyer who's coming to me with a question, is it a good time to buy? Can we start over now or something? And their first question is, I heard about some incentives from the Utah government for the people who is buying first time. Yes, for new construction, up to 20,000. That's a great support. And I think that it's a good support, and builders, it's supporting builders as well, because the buyers going to the new construction now more than to the existing, especially for the first time buyers. The investor with deep pockets or buyers who want to live in a better condition, they definitely looking to the top, and they're looking for the good locations. The most popular locations, the first-time home buyers, they're looking for the good, affordable housing, which doesn't need too much upkeep and maintenance, because the work for them on the first place, the living, it's just a second, it's a shelter for them. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely going toward the new construction.
So you're seeing a shift on some of the people where they're wanting new construction, and probably smaller, no yards, low maintenance, maybe an HOA to help cover that so they don't have to worry about it, because it's just a shelter to sleep. They're more focused on kind of what's going on in their lives, maybe traveling, maybe being out and about, and not as focused on the nest at home, right? That's a little more different.
Absolutely. Yeah, but and the new construction is nice and pretty with the big windows, with the light paint. It's
a little bit, maybe a foot nice. Higher ceiling helps them out. Yeah.
And you're going after work, you need to have some rest in a good place, not the dark. And without, you know how
I've seen it.
70s and 80s,
yeah, I've seen it.
Doesn't have even the lights in on the ceiling.
Yeah, I see it. I see an interesting shift so first-time home buyers want that. Second-time home buyers actually want the yard. They want the bigger property. They're like, I want to have my dogs and my kids in the backyard. I want to have a garden. I want these things. It's interesting, the different shift between different generations. What generations right now in Utah are you seeing that are the majority of buyers? Millennials, boomers? Who's kind of taking the cake right now you're seeing on the purchase market in Utah?
I think that the millennials, they are in majority, yeah. That was the next generation, Z, right?
So Gen Z, yeah. Millennials.
Yeah, they also coming to my open houses frequently.
Yeah.
But they kind of not determined yet. They don't know exactly what to do, but they want to know what's going on in the market. Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely, I said, an educational, you know, they're the kind of the generation that's going to do research a lot themselves, and then they'll go get, you know, that from others, not just their parents. They're really going into it and learning. And so that's why I like what we're doing this podcast, because we want to help educate people is, you know, maybe looking to buy in the Salt Lake region in Utah. Tell me a little bit about Salt Lake City and in general. What are some cities that are growing, and what are some that are affordable? And just, you know, let's just start from there in the Salt Lake County.
Salt Lake County, if we're talking about affordability, we're definitely talking about the Harriman.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of growth out in Harriman. A lot of things happening. Yeah. That's great. And that's on the west side of I-15 here in Utah.
Yeah. West Jordan. But there are recently a lot of developments along I-15 in all the cities along I-15. Sandy building, a lot, Draper building. You can see it. Midwell, Taylorsville, Murray, they all building along Mill Creek. They all building along I-15. This traditionally commercial corridor. Mm-hmm. Building townhouses and
high-rise townhouses and condos that are actually affordable.
Exactly.
Reasonably.
Yeah.
So that's really good that they have that growth out there.
I just have people from abroad who is buying in Mill Creek in Opus Green Community.
Okay. Yeah.
Community there. Yeah. Cottonwood Creek.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cottonwood Creek.
Yeah, yeah. Nice community.
Good communities are being built. A lot of growth. Another thing that just came out in Utah that's pretty cool is they said in economy-wise, we're one of the hottest job markets. Silicon Slopes, you know, a lot of jobs are coming out here. Where are you seeing most people coming from in the United States to Utah? Any specific states that you're seeing a lot of inbound people?
I don't think that I have statistics. I didn't look at this side of the because I have... But from my experience, I have a lot of people, strangely enough, from Chicago.
Really?
In the last few years, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people moving, and moving not just the couple or a couple with one, two kids. The families. I have a family who moved from there over 2 years. three generations moved from Chicago here. They live in Daybreak. So they live in Daybreak. They bring moms. They bought them to condominiums. Kids, finally. Kids were resistant. They don't want to leave Chicago and get to Salt Lake. But finally, they are here.
They're here. And speaking of Salt Lake hockey team, last name's Fedorov. Have you had people mention that to you about hockey out here?
Oh, yeah. Mostly on the East Coast, people know what it is. Northeast Coast, they know the Sergei Fedorov because he used to play for the Red Wings. But then for some short time, he played for the Anaheim Ducks, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, he did. So, Ducks.
But I don't think that people learned on this coast about him because he was retired in Red Wings, actually.
What do you think hockey's going to do for the state of Utah?
I hope it will be the other big, big draw for people and to go to downtown. I like what they're trying to do with downtown.
Me too.
Yeah, because, I think that it's our mayor, the mayor of Salt Lake, she did a good job turning them back to downtown, because there was some notions, you probably know.
Yes.
They tried to go south from Salt Lake, but finally they get back. I'm happy.
So it's basically, they're growing a lot around downtown, building it up. I think hockey will be great. I think it'll be something that, you know, Utahns just love their sports teams. We love the Jazz. We love whoever it's going to be. I have a bit where we talk about, we think they're going to be the Blizzard. I don't know, Utah Yetis, whatever they are, it'll be really fun, because I firmly think, and this will be my next question for you, is, you know, I think this can help us get a good avenue of someday maybe getting a Major League Baseball team. I really do think we'll be a good candidate for that in years to come. That said, what do you see Utah in the next 5 to 10 years? What's kind of the trajectory that you're seeing?
I think that we already are up on this upswing way. Utah really sounding everywhere. And I was frustrated at 5-10 years ago when Utah was not even mentioned in the news.
Yeah.
Nobody, and I know that we have a lot of going on, but nobody mentioned Utah
at all.
Now they start talking more about Utah. Now they know where it is, at least.
Yes. Yeah, they're talking about it. It's building so much on the west side. The east side's a great place. People come here and they want to move to Utah, and they love the mountains, how beautiful it is. What's cool about Utah, too, is so many cities have their own canyons. Mm-hmm. That means you can go in this crevice of beautiful mountains, beautiful hiking. There's so much to do. So many different parks that you can go to as well, national parks. What's interesting about Utah is the northern piece of Utah. You got the pine trees. You got the snow. You got the skiing. And you go down to the southern part where there's the red rocks, and it's warm, and palm trees. It's an interesting state. People don't understand, and it's something when they come here, they're like, what is this place? It's just a beautiful place. It's on the map. Park City is one of the funnest places to visit, to ski, and, you know, they got the film festivals there.
Are they trying to steal it from us?
I know.
Yeah.
We don't even call it Utah anymore. We call it Los Angeles, but it's definitely a beautiful, fun place. What do you see trajectory right now on the east side in Salt Lake City? Are you seeing any projects or things that they're working on specific out there?
Then on the east side, yeah, I'm living on the east side. I don't see many, but the sites like former Cottonwood Mall, for example, that developed beautifully.
Yes.
That's a nice community, and it's big because the big chunk of land. Mm-hmm. Smaller projects everywhere popping up along Highland Drive in Mill Creek. Specifically, there is a lot of going on in Holiday as well. So I think that East Side will be building well. And Sandy is most popular for the many, many years. And Sandy actually is the city which is appreciating. It's the highest appreciation in entire Salt Lake County. Sandy's most, but they didn't do much construction for the last 20 years on the east side, close to the mountains, because the land is very expensive. And really, but they will do it. They will start building.
Yeah, I'm starting to see some stuff out there. Sandy, I think it's just such a good location for the south part of Salt Lake County and northern end of Utah County. And it's easy to get to. It's a great place. But great, exciting things coming to Utah. I think Utah is growing. That west side is just blowing up, like you said, in Harriman and different places out there. Utah County and the Eagle Mountain and Saratoga, just a lot of stuff.
Wow, that's
blowing up.
Yeah.
Silicon Slopes with a lot of jobs. But last question I have for you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Ed. How can people get a hold of you if they want to, you know, learn or, you know, get in touch about getting purchasing real estate?
Probably I can. I have a website, but it's not like a website. It's a Facebook website.
Hey, that's perfect.
I'm not doing too much online, but just recently I showed you I had this question received via my website, and I answered to this. Sometimes people finding me online, but generally phone is the best way to find me, and I'm everywhere. And I'm trying to work a lot in downtown. I love downtown.
Yes.
I hope people start seeing my fedora hat in downtown.
Yes, please.
That's my...
Should have brought it here.
So I didn't, yeah. But it's my fedora hat, and I'm putting it everywhere when I'm doing the open houses.
I love that.
Recognizing me by that.
I love that. Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure. We'll have you on again. We can talk about more specific things when it comes to real estate, maybe education about what is escrow, things like that. But right now, I just really wanted to get a pulse on, you know, Utah market experts, which is yourself, and Utah's strong. Things are, you know, it's tough. The market's not easy, but we're still doing really well just because of the great jobs. And, you know, people's got really, really got their heads put on pretty strong here. Good borrowers, good clients, good real estate. So, thanks, man. I really appreciate you being on.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm glad that you invited me. Thank you very much.
Yes.